This morning, Pope Benedict received members of the International Theological Commission, which is led for the first time by Archbishop William Levada, who, as prefect of the Congregation for the Doctrine of the Faith, is also president of the commission. It's the position that the Holy Father held himself before his election to the papacy in April.
Sono lieto di accogliervi in questo incontro familiare.
In his address, the Holy Father referred to the subjects under discussion in the plenary session, which include children who die without receiving baptism in the context of God's universal plan of salvation, the uniqueness of Christ's mediation and the sacramental nature of the Church, and the theme of natural law. This latter subject, he said, is particularly important for understanding the foundation of those rights that are rooted in the nature of the human person and that, as such, derive from the will of God the Creator himself.
Sebbene nella cultura odierna il concetto di
The Pope pointed out that although in modern culture the concept of human nature seems to have been lost, the fact remains that human rights cannot be understood without presupposing that man, in his very being, is the bearer of values and norms that must be rediscovered and reaffirmed, not invented and imposed in a subjective and arbitrary manner. The Holy Father then remarked on the importance of the methods of Catholic theology. He highlighted the fact that the theologian's work must be carried out in communion with and under the authority of the living magisterium of the Church, and that to consider theology as a private concern of the theologian is to misunderstand its very nature. I'm Charles Collins.